From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Police have a name in the shooting near UC Santa Barbara last night, 22-year-old Elliot Roger. Police say seven people, including Roger, died. Several others were wounded. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown details what happened.
There were a total of 10 different locations with 12 actual crime scenes between those locations. Between those locations, there were a total of seven fatalities, six innocent victims, and one suspect. An additional 13 people were injured during this melee.
And Brown says they found three bodies in Roger's house stabbed to death. Rogers then drove through Isla Vista in a black BMW, shooting at people in the beachside community. Brown says he legally bought handguns and registered them and 41 loaded magazines. His family says they contacted police a couple of weeks ago over a video he made where he said he wanted to shoot women. President Obama is asking Americans to remember the country's fallen service members this Memorial Day weekend. NPR's Hanzila Wang reports that the president also used his weekly address to touch on recent troubles at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Hawaii is now officially the next state to see a minimum wage increase. Governor Neil Abercrombie signed the bill into law Friday, gradually raising it to $10.10 an hour over the next 4 years. Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio reports.
It's the first time the Aloha State has raised the minimum wage since 2007. Currently, the state's starting pay is $7.25 an hour, which is also the federal minimum wage. At Friday's bill signing, Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie applauded the pay raise, referencing the state's high cost of living.
And in today's world, that minimum wage is not a survival wage, certainly not in Hawaii and almost anywhere else as well. This wage raise is coming at just the right time.
Opponents of the bill have argued the change will hurt small businesses, driving up costs and eliminating jobs. The gradual wage raise goes into effect next year, starting with an increase to $7.75 on January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu.
A gay rights organization is calling on Utah Governor Gary Herbert to apologize for suggesting that homosexuality is a choice and for calling decisions by other state leaders to not defend same-sex marriage bans the next step to anarchy. John Netto of the Utah Pride Center tells the Salt Lake Tribune that to equate same-sex marriage with anarchy is hate speech. One person is in custody in the shooting at a Jewish museum in Brussels that left three dead and one person injured. Belgian police say they're looking for a second person who may have been involved. There's no official motive for the attack. But tomorrow, several European Parliament elections will be held. This is NPR. A wildfire in Arizona has grown significantly. It now stands at about 16 square miles. Firefighters intentionally set several blazes to try to contain it in the rugged terrain in northern Arizona Canyon, trying to rob it of fuel from the forest. Hundreds of people in the area have been evacuated. Nearly 1,000 firefighters have been battling the blaze for nearly 5 days. The woman who is best known for writing one of the most powerful courtroom scenes ever will be back in court facing off against her own hometown. A judge has reinstated Harper Lee's trademark infringement lawsuit against a museum in Monroeville, Alabama, over her novel To Kill a Mockingbird. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Monroeville is justifiably proud of its most famous daughter, Harper Lee. The town is so proud that it built a tourist industry around her and To Kill a Mockingbird. Last year, the author filed a lawsuit charging that the Monroe County Heritage Museum is capitalizing on her name and the fictional story she created and is not compensating her for it. A settlement had been announced, but on Thursday, a U.S. district judge signed an order granting Lee's request to reinstate the suit. A pretrial hearing is set for October 14th. The museum declined to comment on the lawsuit. To Kill a Mockingbird is the only book Lee has ever written and is a perennial bestseller. She previously sued her former literary agent over ownership of the copyright for the book and settled out of court. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
At the Cannes Film Festival, the Turkish drama Winter Sleep took top honors for Best Film. Bennett Miller took Best Director honors for Foxcatcher, and British actor Timothy Spall won Best Actor for Mike Leigh's film, Mr. Turner. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.